Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are learning two Mishnayos from Perek Dalid. Today, let us learn Mishnayos Ches and Tes, 8 and 9, although it should be noted that in some editions, these are in fact Mishnayos 10 and 11. So Mishnah Ches says, Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, he in this instance refers to Rabbi Yishmael, who was the author of the preceding Mishnah, says, Al Tehi Dan Yechidi, do not judge alone. So this is advice for judges. In fact, people very often overlook that Avos in general was intended as rules for judges and not necessarily for the common lay person. So Hu Hay Omer, Al Tehi Dan Yechidi, he used to say, do not judge alone. She'ein Dan Yechidi Ela Echad, because none may judge alone except for one. And that's one with a capital O, referring to the one Hashem. V'al tomar kablu dati, and a judge should not say to the other judges, accept my opinion. Shehein reshayin v'lo ata, because that's their call to make, not yours. For this, let us look in the Bartnura. And the Bartnura says, Al tehi dan yachidi, do not judge alone. Afal pi sheyachid mumche yachol lidon, even though an individual who is an expert is permitted to judge, he would be a matter of piety that even an expert individual not judge alone. And this is speaking specifically in a case where the litigants would not accept him to judge individually. Of all kibluhu balei hadin aleihem, but if the litigants would accept him, dan yachide va'afilu midarchei hachasidus, then he is permitted to judge alone, even in a case of a matter of piety. Now, there's an interesting Ikritosos Yontiv on this Bartnura, so let's take a look over there. It says, V'lo yadati taimo. He says, I don't understand the reason for this. To me call makom mutav shiachate chadim barabim. In any event, it would be preferable for judgments to be made in a group. V'od sheim heim shlosha lo yada hamachayev. He says, and also, if you have one judge, you're going to know who ruled against you, whereas if you have three judges, you don't know who ruled against you. So it would still be preferable to have a group of three. So just a little question from the Ikritosos Yontiv on the Bartnura here. Let's go back to the Bartnura on the rest of this Mishnah. She'ein dan yechidei ela echad, because only one may judge alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu Yachid Ba'olamo. This refers to Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, who is unique in His world. V'al Tomer, and do not say, L'chaverecha hachokim alecha, to your colleagues who disagree with you in the case of judgment. Kiblu Dati, do not say, accept my opinion. Sha'anochi mumche, u'belo hatsiriv shalachem hayisi yachaludun. Because I am an expert, and I could have judged this case even without you. So a judge shouldn't say, I am an expert, I didn't even need to add you to me, so you should automatically go along with me. Don't say that. Shehein reshayin velo ata, because that's their call to make, not yours. Ho vitzirafta osam imach roi sheyivsak hadin al pi harabim. Because since you added them to you, since you joined together with them, then it's appropriate that the decision be made as a group. Even if you're the greatest judge, you don't get to control the panel. Now let's take a look at Mishnah Tes. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Kol hamakayim es haTorah me'oni, sofo lakayimah me'osher. Anyone who observes the Torah in a state of poverty will ultimately come to observe it in a state of wealth. V'chol hamavatal es haTorah me'osher, and anyone who ignores the Torah in a state of wealth, sofo levatla me'oni, he will ultimately come to ignore it in a state of poverty. For this, how about we take a look in the parish of the Rambam on this Mishnah. Amar, he said, Ki ha'osek b'Torah, v'hu ani v'dal, if someone works in Torah, even though he's poor and needy, v'im kol ze yitzhar nafsho la'asok ba, but despite this, he puts in the effort in order to be involved with Torah, in the end, he will come to be involved with Torah in a state of wealth. And in this wealthy condition, there's not going to be anything to distract him from his learning. But someone who doesn't involve himself with Torah, because of his excess of money, V'hisasko b'machol, b'mishtel, u'b'menucha, because he's spending his time being involved with eating and drinking and lounging about. L'sof yisroshesh v'yitzer lo hazman. In the end, he's going to become poor, and his time will become constrained. Achiyasibas betulu b'kriya tardato b'lechem l'machlo. And the condition will be that he won't have time. It'll be difficult for him to involve himself in learning because now he's busy looking for food to eat. All right, so that is Perek Daled, Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Join us next week when we'll be learning two Mishnayos from Perek Hei.